Wednesday Edition Sport with Paddy Sweeney. Paddy, good morning.
Good morning, Gareth.
And some breaking news, a quarantine breach.
Yes, that's the right. That's the case, and it's unfortunately for Dockers fans, it's Jesse Hogan. He has returned from Queensland, where he was obviously in that hub a couple of weeks ago. Last Monday, he flew in. On Tuesday, he had a person actually visit his premise, which is a blatant breach of WA's quarantine directions orders. Now, police visited his property last night, and in association and the communication with them, it was actually discovered that Jesse had breached those orders. He is now in a hotel serving out the remainder of his 14-day quarantine period. That finishes next Monday night at midnight, Gail. So next Tuesday, he'll be able to come out. I would imagine that Jesse would actually have to foot the bill for that hotel quarantine as well. But look, it's another issue with Jesse Hogan off the field, which is probably a bit of a bonehead decision to make, really. And the Dockers are obviously going to sanction him. That will happen once he comes out of quarantine. The AFL knows of the issue as well. And you can imagine just what could happen. I mean, a couple of game suspension, you could imagine. You look at Harley Bennell, who breached it only a couple of weeks ago, and he copped the 4-game suspension and a $50,000 fine. So Jesse Hogan's future at the Dockers, it's a little bit uncertain, a little bit unknown at the moment, Gareth.
He had a girl round, basically, Paddy.
He did. He certainly did. So he couldn't wait the 2 weeks to do that. So he's now going to pay for it.
Yeah. Now charged by police, obviously. So he's dealing with that. So it's not just the football club he's in trouble with. He's been charged with two counts of failing to comply with the direction and will be summoned to appear in court at a later date, which will be very embarrassing for him. Can I just put it to everyone listening? And this may be unpopular, that he poses no health risk to anyone because he, like every other AFL player, has been tested for COVID-19 for multiple times right throughout this whole experience, and he's been in Cairns, for goodness sake, where they don't have any COVID-19. So he shouldn't have done what he's done. He'll get in trouble. He'll wear the whack. But, you know, this is where we're at, unfortunately.
It's a little bit like Collingwood being deemed a dirty club, isn't it,
right,
Gareth?
Exactly.
It's quite a remarkable take. But you're right there in that sense. And in the other sense, he just breached the order. So it's pretty black and white rules, but you do have to wonder why the rules have to be so harsh. And then you look at it on the flip side, if the Eagles lose this week, they're going to do another 2 weeks in quarantine. So it doesn't really add up in
that
sense.
Which is just utterly nonsensical anyway.